Rahul Mukherjee is a media studies scholar whose latest book, Radiant Infrastructures, looks at how people and organizations in India responded to the infrastructures of nuclear power and cell phones. But it's also a study of what Mukherjee calls cultures of uncertainty and the stories that get told via chat shows and lifestyle documentaries, newspapers, cinema, and gossip about the things that are, at least for the moment, unknowable. One of the things you look at is the difference between risk and uncertainty and the kind of things that risk and uncertainty produce. And the risk and uncertainty you're talking about is largely nuclear power and cell phone masts. But that kind of, the operations that happen in both of those things do also appear in other parts of our world.
All these concepts or phenomena have too many definitions, but risk is often thought to be sort of circumscribed within a kind of quantitative rubric of what's the danger, what's the hazard, so on and so forth. And uncertainty has much more of this quality of more sort of everyday ways of gauging it, perhaps not knowing and accepting that one doesn't know everything. So I was really interested to think through those kind of cultures of uncertainty about, you know, people, like this one case about this family which had multiple cases of cancer, and they had this set of cell towers near their house. This was an influential jeweler family in Jaipur in India, and they were assured that the signal levels were really below the threshold, that they'll continue to monitor it and keep it below the threshold. And this person, he had the radiation detector and he would test it every day to see whether the signal levels were indeed less. But it was really when he found that 5 years after peacocks came back to his garden that he actually thought that things were safe. So he really trusted the peacocks. And though he had the radiation detectors, he certainly used them. So he had some level of trust, but maybe he believed that peacocks were more sensitive to this. And if they were back, then indeed the threshold levels had been reduced. So
that points to the idea that uncertainty can't necessarily be cured with the scientific evidence, because the scientific evidence deals with probabilities and admissible levels, whereas there's something else happening.
You know, the scientific evidence and media plays a role in making scientists reach out to people, experts reach out to people as well. At the same time, media also presents a whole bunch of anecdotal evidence from people who live close to, say, nuclear reactors, live close to cell towers. So they would present their own versions, and one can find scientific issues with them in the way they're relayed. But they certainly play in the terrain of uncertainty. And you see that, say, in COVID-19 also. And it particularly happens in cases where the scientific evidence is not complete, particularly in cases where there is a division within two groups of scientific experts who one believe there is enough reason to, you know, not have any issues with, say, cell tower radiation or 5G. And then there's another group of experts who would say, no, we need to do further testing. Then there is this room for anecdotal evidence. That's where, uncertainty plays out. And you see that right now in COVID-19 also, where people are finding their own ways of disinfecting surfaces. One is not exactly sure whether COVID-19, it certainly is a respiratory disease, so it certainly spreads through contact. But how much does it spread through surfaces? It's still uncertain. So that's where you have people finding their own ways of disinfecting surfaces. These are, in a way, people trying to find their own ways of coping with uncertainty.
What you're looking at a lot is, I suppose, a great kind of cultural thinking through, like these ideas are welcomed into the culture in various media and interpreted in various ways. And in the early stages, they're quite competitive. When you tell the story about the peacock, I think about the idea of knowledge being encoded in mythology, in folk tales. And yet, like, that story has the ring of a folk tale. And so it becomes that, you know, the peacock is the arbiter of safety in relation to cell phones. telephone towers.
Yeah. I think at some level there is a mythology. There is also a belief system, cultural beliefs which are in play there. At the same time, what is interesting and is that birds are capable of magnetoreception. So there have been research studies about how cell towers, I mean, peacocks don't fly to that extent, but the idea that the aerial routes, that they do encounter, there's magnetic fields. But at the same time, they've not been found to cause damage per se, and the birds are able to sort of find their route again. So it seems that it still remains where the science itself seems open-ended, and therefore you have these opportunities for, I think, somewhat cultural / mythological conjectures at the same time. But I think for me, what was interesting and what's been interesting in several of such anecdotes is how it gives a sense of relief to people who think the science is not clear till then. It's more evidence needs to be there perhaps for either side. And that becomes a way in which they're coping. So how do you cope with real uncertainties? And I think that's where how much disinfecting at right now is good enough for your package to be taken, the delivered package to be taken, and then you can eat it or you can use it. Are you going to use alcohol wipes? Are you going to use maybe an ultraviolet sort of disinfectant, more Lysol, maybe vinegar? I don't know. So I think these are different ways in which people seem, once they do it, they feel more assured. I mean, for me, what I am quite fascinated, and maybe I repeat it often, is the kind of cultures of uncertainty that it builds, where we don't quite exactly know whether it's with 5G, whether it's with COVID-19, that there's not a complete agreement on scientific evidence either. And that's where that leaves out this room for, you know, anecdotal evidence and for people trying to cope with their uncertainties in their own ways.
Rahul Mukherjee there in his book, Radiant Infrastructures, Media, Environment and Cultures of Uncertainty, is out now from Duke University Press.